Kids are feeling just as eager and sometimes just as worried about the new school year as adults. WBUR's Carrie Young met with a few to hear what they have to say about starting school again during the coronavirus pandemic.
Just like adults, a lot of kids have mixed feelings about the new school year, and many of them involve at least a little bit of anxiety.
I'm just kind of mixed feelings about it.
I'm just worried about corona and catching it and bringing it home to my family.
I have parents who are high risk, and I live with my grandparents, so I'm, of course, concerned about them. I'm not so much worried about myself.
That was Rachel Apong, a junior in Worcester, and Lincoln Annabali, a senior in Natick.
You're handling lives.
Our mom has asthma, so we're worried for our family, but also, like, the community.
Henry and Virginia Bernstein are going into the 5th and 7th grades in Franklin. Both of their parents are teachers, so they hear a lot about this debate at home. Their family decided to stick with remote learning this fall, and Henry says he's on board with that decision. He feels like going back is just too risky right now.
It's like, if you go back to school, yeah, kids will learn stuff easier and it'll be socially, but then a lot of people will die. And why do you want people to die?
For kids choosing hybrid options, the start of school means the return of structure. Nathan Dickinson is a rising 7th grader from Holliston.
I'm not really worried about the virus as much.
Nathan also hears a lot about this debate at home. His mom leads a group called Bring Kids Back Massachusetts that's advocating for in-person learning this fall.
I'm excited to go back to school because online school is just such a mess and school is actually somewhat organized.
But politics aside, Nathan says he really just wants to see his friends.
We haven't seen them in a while, so that's something I'm really excited about. Being at home doing online school, I mean, you can see their faces, but you can't really, it's different in person.
Which is something that resonates with most of these students. Again, Virginia Bernstein of Franklin and Rachel Apong of Worcester, who are both staying remote for now.
You're just sitting in your room by yourself, just with your camera off, just not really talking.
It's also different than going to school and seeing, I don't know, hundreds of kids and walking through the hallway.
But Henry Bernstein adds there are some upsides.
It's a little more free, so you can choose where you want to be taught. Like, if you just need to, like, turn off your camera and mute yourself for a minute, like, you could get a snack, like, play with a pet, and instead of where in the classroom, you have to do what the teacher's telling you or you're getting in trouble.
Lincoln, the senior from Natick who's going to try hybrid learning, says he can't wait to see his friends again. But he's also just excited to be back in the school building. It holds a lot of memories for him.
It'll be really kind of interesting to see how, you know, I emotionally interact with that after being away from it for so long.
He says these last few months have been hard. He gets why the final decisions are up to adults, but he just wishes someone would ask the students what they want.
It'd be very important for adults to think about the mental health that all this is having on students and how that lack of interaction every day and that lack of, you know, in-person education really has a great effect negatively on our mental health. And I know I've experienced that and I've seen it with other students.
And it's not just loneliness weighing on these students. They're also worried about falling behind. It's on the minds of Nathan and Henry, who are entering 7th and 5th grade.
We're going to start lacking in education. And then college, we're going to have to work really hard in high school.
I hope to get a regular education. I hope to get the education I need to go on to middle school. And I hope that it's fun-ish.
Fun-ish is also the baseline that Lincoln from Natick says he's hoping for as he starts his senior year.
It's going to be definitely a different experience from, you know, other school years. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get through it and we'll be better in the spring of 2021.
Which is what most of us are hoping for, too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.